I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guess what today is?
Hump day.
Happy International Stress Awareness Day.
Stress Awareness Day.
Stressing out.
I'm so stressed out.
Stressed out.
What I'm hearing is you're stressed out.
Nothing stresses me out.
I'm more than stressed out. I'm freaked out.
This morning show will stress you out for sure.
You're stressing everyone out.
I really think it's time for us to do something.
It's showtime.
And here we go. If you want to de-stress, Dunkin' Donuts has a new sandwich they're debuting today.
It's the Beyond Meat sausage sandwich.
Which means it's not meat.
Correct.
Right.
It'll be slightly better for you, less saturated fat and all that stuff. And sodium, less sodium.
A lot of chemicals, it sounds like.
What does that come on? Does that come on a croissant? Or does that come on something else?
It just says it's their Beyond Meat sausage sandwich. I didn't go that much further into it. Not really my shtick.
It doesn't sound good to me. That fake meat doesn't sound good.
Morningstar, the brand Morningstar, they're in a green package in your like frozen food section. They have the best veggie, like meat replacement products. Like if you do their sausage patties, they're really good, actually. Chicken patties.
So you buy that on a regular basis and would recommend it?
I was a vegetarian for like 5 or 6 years, and I did. I don't anymore because I eat meat.
Then you came to your senses and decided to eat meat again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the whole time I thought about bacon, and I was like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
I want bacon. Why don't I just eat bacon?
Yeah.
Right. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And I saw this picture this morning. I guess, Chase, you saw it yesterday of Keanu Reeves and his girlfriend at this film thing. And, you know, he keeps everything. He's pretty on the DL. He doesn't wave around. He doesn't show up at a lot of these celebrity things. And when he does, and he's there and he's pretty quiet. He's kind of a quiet guy anyway. Even comes across that way in his films as a quiet guy. Very violent, but he comes across as a quiet guy. But they look like normal. They're like closer to the same age than you see a lot of times.
She's 46 and he's 55. And that's what's like trending on Twitter. Like, finally, an age-appropriate relationship. And it's funny because yesterday Richard Gere came out with news. He's 70. His wife is 36. Well, his partner, 36 years old. And they're now expecting their second child.
Good for him.
Well,
good for him. I'm proud of him.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Keanu Reeves' girlfriend looks older than 46. I think she looks older.
I would have thought
older.
She was even closer to his age. You know what I mean? When I saw them together and then I saw the ages. And, you know, I agree. I also looked at a couple other people that I was kind of curious about, like Steven Tyler and Amy Preston. Steven Tyler is 71 and Amy Preston is 32. That's a 39-year spread on the two of them. John Stamos and Caitlin McHugh. John is 56. She is 33. That's a 23-year-old separation.
I do think that you love who you love, that age doesn't matter to some extent. You know, let's like put some boundaries on it. But how come it's so prevalent when it comes to celebrities? And how come it's always some older dude
with some younger girl,
with some real young dime piece chick?
Money.
Here's something that's it goes the other way. Heidi Klum and her guy, Tom Collins, 17 years apart there. Heidi's 46. He's 29.
Jason Momoa and, who was his wife? She was married to Lenny Kravitz.
She was on the Cosby show.
Lisa Miss Bonet. Momoa.
Yes.
Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, she's older than him by a good chunk. I think by like 12 or 15 years or something.
You know, it's just something. I think Amy Preston, I cannot see Amy Preston walking through the mall and seeing Steven Tyler with his hair pulled back in a bun and those glasses on that makes him look like a 71-year-old woman.
That's the guy.
And her go, hey, he's the one.
That is your wild hippie aunt who moved to California.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Looking at the odds and ends. Lady in Ontario, Canada, recently got scammed out of 150 G's by her online date. The date claimed he was in jail and needed money for his release.
Why would you do that to a Canadian? They're so nice.
He told the victim that his friend would come pick the money up in person. The couple had never seen one another, never even seen a picture of each other. So the man posed as the friend and went and picked up the money himself. I know.
Stop it.
I know. The woman went to the police after she realized that she had been scammed.
Do you feel bad for this woman?
No, I do not. No. I'm sorry.
It did have a happy ending for her because the cops were able to track the guy down, got her money back.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. But come on, people. Stop this nonsense.
I just would like $150,000 to lose.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
To be able to give to some guy. Yeah.
The good news about being poor is that
it's never going
to
happen.
Nobody steals your identity. Nobody tries to scam you out of money.
Right.
You'll do anything to get money.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, shout out to Bill Goins of Southport, North Carolina.
Oh, right down the road.
Where the Cape Fear River meets the Atlantic Ocean. It's a little piece of heaven down there.
Yes, it is.
He won $323,000 in a lottery jackpot using the numbers he's been playing for 13 years.
Attaboy.
The handyman took home the lump sum cash payout of $229,000. When asked what Bill was going to do with the winnings, he said, I'm going to get a new motor for my fishing boat.
Yeah, that's what you do down there.
I love stories like that. Ellen DeGeneres is getting the Carol Burnett Award of the Golden Globes on January 5th, presented to entertainers who have made outstanding contributions to television. I got to tell you, it's a good show.
Yeah.
And she's been on a roll for about 20 years now.
I don't know what the show is.
Carol Burnett, she was the equivalent of, I guess, in today's age, the Ellen DeGeneres, maybe?
You were saying you weren't familiar with Carol Burnett. Carol Burnett was one of the pioneers for women in television. She had a very popular variety show. Have a list of hobbies. These were pulled from resumes. These are things that people have actually put on resumes as their hobbies or interest. Drinking, painting my toenails. Samurai sword collecting, snake skin collecting.
Stupid.
What?
Snake skin collecting.
No, I heard, but what?
Work, ferret racing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Handcuff collecting.
The key to ferret racing is just straighten their backs out.
They cross the finish line sooner.
Yeah.
Some guy wrote, I am the Batman. My interests include cooking, dogs, and interesting people.
Don't you... Here's the thing. That's the worst part about trying to find a job. They're like, why do you want this job? Because I want money, sir.
Yeah.
Like, why do you ask these stupid questions?
Time out. You said cooking, comma, dogs, and interesting people.
No.
Cooking dogs.
Yeah. There's no punctuation there. Laser tag.
Time
travel. Yeah, it's fun. Time travel. Being awesome. Tying knots. Collecting pebbles. Observing geometric shapes. Space travel, that's something you'd put down, Chase.
Well, I'm a part-time stay-at-home astronaut.
What would your hobby be if you're filling this out?
You know, some that do ask this out, I would put down my hobbies, you know.
Walking.
Playing golf, walking, martial arts. I would put all those things down, you know, that if they asked for it, I would put it down.
Martial arts? You're not doing martial arts anymore. Are you jumping around your apartment doing kicks?
I still stretch and do all that stuff. Yeah, I still do it.
So you can write stretching.
Well, let's just say this. I could whip anybody in this room.
Oh, I don't know about that, boy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And there was a big network live television event last night. I didn't know nothing about it. Chase informed us this morning, but evidently it did not live up to the network hype.
I learned about this at 7:58, and it came on at 8 o'clock. It was The Little Mermaid Live.
Now, okay.
The reason why I decided to watch this was not because I wanted to watch it, but because Kelsey wanted to see how it was. She liked Little Mermaid growing up.
Have you seen any? They're doing this with a lot of Disney movies now, putting them live on ABC or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any other live show before? So this
no.
was I've never seen one. How was it done?
It was half cartoon or half the old movie, half new dancing, like themes. Like when it came out and they had like in Little Mermaid, the chef scene, John Stamos played the chef. Under the Sea, they did that, obviously. All the musicals they did live.
So they're kind of doing it like a Broadway show.
Yes.
Is it a cool concept? Because I feel like it would be hard for me to watch. Like, I couldn't get into it because it's switching back and forth. But when you're watching it, is it a pretty cool concept of how it's done?
Yeah, you can follow the concept. But the only good part, I thought, was, first of all, Shaggy played...
Sugar!
Yes. He played the crab, whatever his name is. I keep forgetting. But I didn't like him, but Ursula played Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Queen Latifah played Ursula. That was awesome.
She was good.
Really good.
Mm, so 1 to 10, what do you give this thing?
Oh, no sevens. That's right.
He's going 6. I can tell by looking at him.
A 6.
Yeah.
A 6. Now, I watched this after I got done watching Modern Marvels, so I'm really getting up there in age.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good news story coming next.
A marathon, a SWAT team medic, a heart attack, and an engagement. We'll tell you how it turns all into one good news story next.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's good news story time.
Mike Nowicki is a SWAT team medic in Chicago. He's been a cop for about 19 years. And on Sunday, he was running a 15K race, but in full SWAT gear. So it's like 50 pounds of stuff on. He gets so close to the finish line, it's like 500 feet. A woman collapses. She ends up having a heart attack. So with all his gear on, he runs over, saves her life. You know, just does CPR, just a day in the life of a SWAT team medic. Then, it's not the end of the story. Because going into the race, Mike was secretly planning to propose to his girlfriend. Her name's Erin. She's also a cop. He was going to propose to her at the finish line because she was on duty working the event. So she hears Mike say over the radio that he's doing CPR. She knows what's going on, but she didn't know about the proposal until he crossed the finish line, got down on one knee. She thinks he's injured, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because he just ran this race.
Right.
He just helped this woman. He has all this gear on. Then she realized what's happening, and of course, she said yes.
So let's see. Let's recap the day. Ran a marathon in full gear, saved a woman's life,
yep.
Crossed the finish line.
Yep.
After that, proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes. It's quite an eventful day.
Saved two women's lives that day.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if she was like, I just like you as a friend?
Yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7 o'clock, straight up. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. And I just sort of brushed by this headline when I was going through some stuff this morning about all these scientists and some of their new climate change information. And you were discussing it earlier off mic. What's the deal? What's going on with that?
11,000 scientists agree, which is hard enough, I think, to do. That's why 9 out of 10 dentists don't.
Yeah, we can't even do that.
We can't even get on board with Trident.
Yeah, but 11,000 scientists have agreed that we're going through a climate crisis. They said they warned of, quote, untold suffering.
Yeah, that's the headline I saw. Yeah. I couldn't quote it when I was thinking about it.
I was like, oh, welcome to my life. So they're saying it's, you know, it's due to things like population, production, and all that stuff. Even so much as, you know, feeding animals and taking care of animals in order to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's how, like, what a toll it's taking on the environment. And I do think climate change is a thing. I do think it's happening. I'm not, like, arguing against that. But also, climate change has happened all throughout the history of the Earth.
Yeah, and to think that it's not happening now, come on. Really, guys?
It's an interesting article. I want to read that. Like I say, I just went by the article, and I got in the middle of something else, and I couldn't go back and read it. But I do want to read that and see what that has to see.
They were having this big science conference, and it became a topic. And you see this all the time. Although they're also saying that the ozone hole is smaller now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
The hole in the ozone layer.
Yeah. Well,
we stopped using that spray deodorant.
CFCs.
Yeah.
Chlorofluorocarbons.
Start using that roll-on.
Heck,
that Fiji.
Yeah.
That Fiji roll-on.
You guys use deodorant?
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
In Finland, I was invited to take a sauna. I was also invited to go cross-country skiing. And all I could think is fun illegal here? What kind of antidepressant do you have to be on to enjoy cross-country skiing? I can't believe cross-country skiing's even a sport. Hey, you know that awkward part in downhill skiing where you're trying to get over to the lift? What if we just did that? This is fun. And to turn around, you know what? Don't turn around. Let's go across the country. People who enjoy winter seem mentally unstable. Right? Some of those winter activities should get you committed. It's like, look, we love you. We're just worried. I mean, yesterday we caught you walking through the woods with tennis rackets tied to your feet. This morning we saw you sweeping the frozen lake. What's next? You sitting in a sled being pulled by dogs? Get some help.
Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. If you're an AT&T customer and you were supposedly getting unlimited data, but you were getting your speeds reduced if you use too much of your unlimited data, guess what? There's a settlement coming.
Ooh. And this is so they've been ordered to pay $60 million to the FTC. This is after a five-year back and forth like battle between these two.
Yeah.
So the FTC says that customers who were affected will be partially refunded.
Like, here's $2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not really exaggerating. You'll get some kind of little check in the mail for $5. Just, you know, here, sorry for your trouble. Yeah. How much did you really lose when you thought you were paying for unlimited and they were jacking you?
I'm waiting. I am absolutely waiting for right now. Like, if you have Spectrum at the house or whatever, which is the only option that I have, where
sucks.
I live off of via 840, that they currently, providers like that, internet providers like that, don't give you a data cap. It's not like, you know, like with Verizon, if you're on their phone, it's, you know, 3 gigs, 6 gigs, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for the day when internet companies start charging the same, those kind of rates for home internet.
Yeah, where I used to live in Eastern North Carolina, they did do a data cap. I got like 50 gigs, and I could only do 50 meg download. It could only do 50 gigs a month. After that, done.
Did you get charged overage?
Yeah, you'd get charged over, yeah.
Okay.
My problem with the way the cable companies are set up and all this is that there are monopolies.
Yeah.
There are areas where you are in a monopolized situation. Amy is in a monopolized situation where she is being monopolized by one company because there is no competitor in her zone.
There's absolutely, and we talked about this a couple months ago and I looked into it. There is not a single other internet provider where I live other than Spectrum. If I want the internet at all, I have to go through Spectrum.
What's odd about that, you could go 3-4 miles down the road and there would be a competitor.
Yes.
It just depends on where you are. Like if you live in certain areas in High Point, you know, for internet, you've got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like North State, you have or North State, and then you have, you know, maybe,
I heard they were
or
good.
AT&T, maybe Spectrum. Yeah. There are a bunch of, there's nothing. And I went from my year was up in September, my, you know, year customer, whatever, what's it called?
Promo.
A promotional rate.
Yeah.
So they upped it from $45.99. Then it went to $70.99. I paid $70.99 for a month, right? And then I got a letter that it's going up $4 more. And they just decided to raise rates $4 more. And like, what am I going to do? Go without internet?
Yeah.
It's all I have. I don't have cable. I just stream Netflix.
Right, exactly. And if you didn't have, if there was a competitor, like it was DSL and it was bad, you'd be miserable with that too. But you don't even have that option.
There are no options.
Yeah, you can't go. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:32. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. If you're doing this 3-4 times a day, you could have an actual disease.
Oh.
It's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's selfies.
Selfieitis. It's the name of the disease. And this is from the Institute of Medical Sciences. So it's a legit thing, right?
Yeah.
They said that it's a mental condition where people feel compelled to continually post pictures of themselves on social media. And it's not as common, but you always have these people who just post every single day or a few times a day. Whether it's Instagram or Snapchat, just it's an up-close picture of their face. You don't see anything around it.
No, like, I'm out golfing or I'm out swimming. It's just my face.
It's a pretty tight-up, like, close picture of their face. And when you go through their feed, You know, you're like, why is it just like your face? What is happening here? Like, what? And I'm so curious and intrigued about people's behavior and their mindset behind it. That doesn't it make you think, like, what do they think is happening?
I would be curious to know if you're someone who posts multiple selfies and you can remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. I would like to know what the driver is on that. But you,
yeah.
Why do you do it? There must be a reason why that you do it multiple times a day.
Well, there's a pediatrician, Piala Bhattacharya. She says they slip into depression if the selfie they post on social media does not get the required appreciation or likes. This is an advanced stage of digital addiction.
Oh, I can see that.
I posted a selfie yesterday of Chase and I. We played golf yesterday.
And what's your user handle?
Oh, I put it on Instagram. I'm a Wolfman Dale.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. Oh, did you tag me at AmyMCR in it?
Well, I would if you were in the picture.
He tagged me. I'm at On Air Chase. And Kelsey and I do this thing where we send each other weird selfies, like double chin selfies.
Yeah.
And do you text them? You text them to each other?
Or Snapchat or something like that. Send us your weird selfie.
Well, I want to hear about somebody who's doing this like that.
Yeah, that's different because you're just doing it to each other. You're married.
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's different than somebody who just continually posts their face day after day after day. And you're like, God.
So if you're doing it, and again, you can remain anonymous. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Selfie-itis, it's a real thing. In fact, they call it an advanced stage of digital addiction when you're doing 3, 4, 5 of these things a day.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your selfies? Let us know. 680-WOLF.
So I have a question.
Yes.
If you break up selfie-itis, itis means inflammation. Does that mean your selfies are inflamed?
Well,
I don't know how to answer that question.
That's a good question. Now, do you like to take a lot of selfies?
I do. My daughter does.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Well, how old is your daughter?
I'm 13.
13, okay. Yeah, so you're at that age where selfies are everything. I'm still at it.
How many selfies would you say you post per day?
Post?
Yeah, how many selfies would you put up a day?
On, like, Snapchat or Instagram?
Either or.
On Snapchat, I post weird videos and stuff of my friends and me.
Yep.
So I'd say about, like, maybe 5. But, like, Instagram, I rarely post.
Huh.
No, she takes the pictures and she saves them. So she doesn't actually post them. But she takes a lot during the day.
See, and I think that's a common thing, too. So at least you use some discretion, though, where you're like, okay, I've already posted enough. Let me save these for another time.
And then if I try to take a picture, they fuss at me. Angle is everything.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. Sure it is. You bet.
She puts her phone way above her face and then takes the picture. So I've been trying to teach her how to take a proper selfie, but she doesn't listen.
All right, girls, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you, John.
Bye.
All right, she talks about angle being
everything. Yes, it is.
You two are big on angle. What's the right angle for a selfie? Chase, go.
It's not too high. It's not too low. It's probably, if I hold out my phone, the top part of your phone should be just a little bit above your eyebrow in the middle of your forehead.
Nailed it.
That's about right.
Okay. If it's too low, you get the double chin. If it's too high, you just look goofy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase, and I have a story for you here, and I need this music for the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it involve a clown?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm good.
You, I believe, have seen the movie The Conjuring, Chase.
I have.
The movie was inspired by a true story of a family who lived in a house in Maine.
Is that this movie?
No, that's the clap on.
It's a commercial for the clapper.
Clap on!
Anyway, that house went for sale, and a couple from Mexico, Maine, bought the house, and they are continuing to experience the same kind of weird stuff that the Perrin family, who basically abandoned that house because of the weird stuff that was going on inside it.
Did they not know the backstory to it?
They did know the backstory to it, and it didn't scare them. They looked at it, said we immediately fell in love with it. It has an 8.5-acre lot, a river in the back, and a pond. It's so serene. Never mind the backstory behind the house.
Until something's clawing at you in the middle of the night.
Well,
ooh, go up a little bit. There you go.
Well, here's what happened. They closed on it and immediately started experiencing the same kind of things the other family did. Footsteps, knocks, lights flashing in rooms. And when I say lights flashing in rooms, it's rooms that don't have a light in there to begin with.
Okay, yeah, that's a little creepy.
What room doesn't have a light in it?
This is an older home.
Yeah, see, I pulled it up right here. That's the original house.
The couple say they don't feel the presence is evil, but warn that it is similar to testimony from the Perrin family, who owned the home before and claimed their haunting began with innocent but unexplainable happenings in the home, and then it got worse, missing objects, strange noises, soon be escalating into evil spirits and reporting demonic possessions.
Burn the house down.
Can you imagine if you were the realtor for that and you're like, hey, this is your house now? Oh, God.
Can you imagine how relieved you would be to unload that thing? Oh, you want it?
Sign
here.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this movie, though. So what's the backstory? Where did these spirits come from?
The movie's different than the story, I believe. Or the actual story.
Isn't that where the beginnings of that Annabelle thing started?
Yes, it was.
Right, yeah. There was no explanation, by the way, from the Perrin family about what caused this stuff to happen. They said it just happened, and it was so frightening and so horrifying that they just had to leave. So they got out of the house and moved. Put it up for sale. Stayed it for sale until these people found it and fell in love with it.
You can tell there's something wrong with those people then. Because you can walk into, if you are in tune with any kind of...
Here's the people.
Of they're from Maine?
The Mexico, Maine.
You're saying the Mexico?
No. Mexico, Maine is a place in Maine.
Yeah. So I'm
confused about so many things in this story.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. They've been over here researching the Conjuring house and watching movie clips and getting scared.
Heck yeah.
I can't handle any of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only reason I know. We were just talking about the trailer. I call it the clap movie because that's the trailer that's like, she has a match?
Yeah, she has a match.
And then
it claps
something
behind
claps
her.
And it goes out.
Yeah.
And Chase is telling me how they had this camera system set up that when it was a motion sensor to when something walks by it, the bulbs will go off and you see it all down the hall, like flash, then a few steps, then another flash as the spirit or whatever is walking. No, that's a big no.
I love this paranormal stuff. I always loved it growing up. I would go out into the woods at night and do all types of things. And
would you sleep in that house overnight in that basement?
No.
Alone?
That's...
No, he wouldn't.
I would
absolutely
say no.
Absolutely not.
It's 8:05. Let's move on. Here's your headline. Let me know if you need a hint.
Okay.
Guy steals electric Walmart shopping cart so he won't get a DUI.
You know it. Go ahead.
I don't want to say it.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Arkansas.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good
home
one,
of
but
Walmart.
That's not true.
Could I have a hint, please, Dale?
This state is known, for one thing, for its food.
I narrowed it down. Food. Oh, I bet it's New York.
No.
He points down and you say New York.
Oh, I didn't see him point down.
Oh, God. I'm going to say...
go ahead.
I was going to say Louisiana.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Yay.
I was like, I knew she wanted to say that, but
that's
she's like, well, yes,
she
Louisiana.
Got two.
Because I was going to say New Orleans, but that's a city.
New Orleans.
32-year-old Bryce Williams, he's from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Ooh. And he was arrested this past Sunday by midnight when he showed up at a bar driving an electric shopping cart from Walmart. The cops saw him and went, better check this out. So they go and ask him what's going on, and he said he had stolen the shopping cart from a Walmart about a half mile away, and he did it because he was drunk and he was afraid he'd get a DUI if he drove his own car.
That's good, though. He's being honest.
So he figured it'd be a better idea to steal the cart and drive the cart. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't. Turns out he was charged with unauthorized use of a movable. Now, that crime is a felony and has a maximum. Yes. This is not even the best part. The crime's a felony and has a maximum sentence of up to $5,000 in fines and 2 years in prison. Now, you must be wondering, what's
a DUI?
Right. The first offense of driving while intoxicated in Louisiana is a misdemeanor and has a maximum sentence of $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail.
Remember the good old days when they'd be like, the cops pull you over and you'd be drunk in your, I don't know, beat up Ford Pinto, and they'd be like, all right, get home safe now.
Y'all be careful. Y'all have fun tonight, boys.
No, I don't. I don't remember that at all. Is that part of your, more of Amy's life story?
I guess so.
Yeah, back in my days of the Ford Pinto.
Rolling in the Pinto,
up in Cinnamon's in New Jersey.
watched a couple more clips in that Conjuring movie. I am not up for seeing that ever.
Why?
I don't want to see that movie. I've never been attracted to horror films anyway, and that looks just no thank you. I mean, I just couldn't do it.
Would it help if we watch in a group setting, like put up
with the lights on and everything?
Yeah, that's a movie you have to watch at noon.
Yeah, you can't be doing that at night on a stormy evening.
No, never. Absolutely not.
For 100 grand, would you watch it alone at home?
Oh, 100 grand?
Yeah.
Well, you've been saying, like, stay in the basement for the house.
You should have seen her face. Oh, 100 grand?
Yeah, to watch it home alone?
I would do it with the lights off and it's storming outside.
Yeah,
I'd
do it.
Okay, I would do that.
Oh, I would do that, too.
You were posing the question for 100 grand, would you stay in the basement of that house?
Oh,
to which,
no.
You could not pay me enough.
Oh.
Because I don't trust that that thing's not going to enter into whatever holes in my heart.
You don't have a heart or soul, so it's okay.
So what you're saying is there ain't enough sage in the world.
Yes, yes.
That's what you're saying. Okay. All right, it's 8:12. Veterans Day is coming up. We're devoting the entire Veterans Day to saluting veterans. Thank you, veterans, for all that you did and your service. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening to The Wolf. And Monday is going to be a day devoted to saluting you, and you can participate.
And we'd love for you to call at 680-WOLF. Tell us about your time in the military, and or you can go online at 931wolfcountry.com. Post it up there.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Hot Pockets is coming out with, I guess, a dessert Hot Pocket.
Oh, no.
It has sweet cream cheese and cinnamon, and there's one that has apple filling and cinnamon.
I almost had a little something come up there.
Yeah, just a whole Hot Pocket full of hot cream cheese?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
And, yeah. I mean, it could be ham and cheese.
It might be the worst thing I've ever heard of. That's the worst idea in the history of worst ideas.
So that's a no from
that's
you?
A hard, firm no.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's worth a try, I think. Hong Kong Jewelry Company recently unveiled that they have, for you, a golden toilet.
Wow.
The toilet seat has 40,815 diamonds, a total of 334 carats. The Guinness Book of World Records representative is expected to certify the toilet having the most diamonds on a commode. The toilet is worth $1.3 million.
I don't know that I spent enough time in my bathroom to warrant that purchase.
Or to enjoy the view.
Yeah.
What's got two thumbs and can't afford it?
This guy. That's right. Today's a great day. It's National Nachos Day.
Oh, I love nachos.
Yes.
So delicious.
Do you get them with jalapenos or without them?
I can either way. I'll go either way. I like them. And there's so many ways you can do nachos and to make them.
If you're doing them at home, obviously, you know, the key is to spread them out and layer things rather than stack. But you have to try these tortilla chips. I shop at Walmart. And I get the great value version of things like their products.
Yeah.
And of course, the hint of lime chips that we've talked about, they're the best.
Oh, I love those.
And they're like 98 cents for a bag
instead of a huge bag.
Instead of $3 for Tostitos. But they have a new flavor. It's a chili garlic. And those things are so freaking good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Chili, 98 cents. Chili garlic.
I'm going today.
Tortilla chips.
I'm going today.
I promise you, life changer.
Have you made nachos out of them?
They honestly don't even last. I just stand over the sink and eat them out of the bag. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds so
good. And then you get the one chip that has like an extra like little bit of like, it's like heavily seasoned.
Oh,
and you're like,
yes.
Those are the best.
Yeah, you're like, what did I do to deserve this? Yes.
Yay me. Get in my mouth.
Love that.
This is why I don't exercise. Just throwing this out here.
I like that you looked at me and left a pause in case I went to make fun of the real reason you don't exercise. It's because it takes effort. But
hey, played 9 holes of golf yesterday.
I did.
Are you sore?
We did ride, though.
We did use a golf cart.
Really? Come on, guys.
What?
Golf's not an exercise sport. Sorry.
No, it's not. There is a Fitbit man by the name of Ethan who lives in Iowa. He had a Fitbit that exploded on his wrist while he slept. He got third-degree burns. Smoke was coming from the Fitbit's battery. His wife rushed him to the hospital where doctors worked on his burns. Then they are under investigation for the malfunction.
Ooh, yikes.
There's a lawsuit right there.
For sure.
That's why I don't exercise. Ethan.
He's going to have his own version of the Fitbit.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I don't exercise. We're just throwing that out there.
Third-degree burns. That's serious, man. That's some serious pain.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Your brain is 2% of your weight, but uses 20% of your energy. That means on the average day, a person uses 320 calories to think.
Are you counting that as exercise?
much. I count everything. That's breathing.
Why you're not burning anything.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.